Did you self-publish your book? How did you do it? I'm subjected to questions like this. So I thought I will do this episode and take one through the journey of self-publishing.
Hey, you are listening to Dream 100 Business Show podcast with Savita Hosamani. We are Dream 100 Business Show or on a mission to help business owners to move to the next level in their personal and business journey by helping them to make smarter decisions. In this show, we decode what goes on in the minds of successful business owners during challenging times and how they converted their dreams into profitable products or services.
In this episode today, we are diving deep into the world of self-publishing. I will be sharing my experiences, my challenges along the way of becoming a self-published author. All right, now let's kick things off. It all began with a spark of inspiration and a script which was ready in my hand. And of course, the soft copy of it was ready. Like many aspiring authors, I also dreamt of seeing my words being printed, but I wasn't quite sure of how to navigate through this publishing world. So once the script was ready, I took the script and I started exploring with publishers, both in the traditional route as well as in the self-publishing route. I researched both the routes. And then I decided that self-publishing offered me that freedom and the control that I wanted. Of course, it was a bit scary initially, but I knew I wanted to take charge of my self-publishing journey. After I made that decision, I faced few challenges. So let me start from the beginning. The first challenge was editing. Now I needed editing because I had put all my thoughts together. Though I had put the TOC in the form of sections and chapters, I wanted to get it edited by a professional. And there were certain other challenges. I always felt that my English was good. So now getting it vetted from a professional was like having self-doubts in my own mind. And also the fact that when I was authoring my first book, I had shared a lot of my personal stories. So sometimes it would get challenging, like, is it okay if at all I share these stories with the world? Because I was sure that people will be judging me. After some time, I decided it is okay. Then I approached a firm which said that they will get the editing and the formatting done along with the ISBN title. So what is ISBN? It is the International Standard Book Number. With this number, you will have a unique identification number which is assigned to every published book. So thereby, this can be kept in libraries and readers can easily identify and order the book. So for self-published authors, having a ISBN is crucial for several reasons. So I decided that I will outsource this part to an agency which can take care of my formatting, my editing. And then I found that I had designed a cover on my own. The agency said that this cover needs to be worked upon more. So then I said, let's go ahead and get it done professionally. Of course, all this came with a cost. And after having done all that, I also, for my first book, I had given the authority to the agency to publish the book on Kindle. And they said that they will be giving me only the PDF version. For printed copies, I had to find my own printer and get it printed. After I decided the price and the size of the book, of course, once the formatting is done, in the formatting, they ask you like what would be the size of the book which you would prefer. The printer also will give you an option where they can adjust the size. But since for me, everything was done in the first go, I just went ahead with the printing. After printing is done and the copies are in your hand, now the challenge is a bit different. You have to see to it that you also market and promote the book, and how do you distribute this book. Marketing my self-published book was a whole new world for me. Of course, I took to social media, book blogs, and local events. Wherever I got invited, I also made a mention that I'm a self-published author, and thereby gradually I built a reading community so as to get the word out. It was challenging, but also rewarding in its own way. For my first book, I also got a few pre-orders done, and thereby the book sales and reviews also came along with it. Monitoring the performance and adjusting the marketing strategies accordingly is also on your plate, because you are a self-published author. Whosoever bought the book from me, I always requested them to leave reviews either on the online platform or to send the reviews to me on WhatsApp. So this is how the self-publishing journey went on. But when I did my second book, I didn't take the help of an agency. I did everything on my own. Of course, for the book cover, I was having a lot of ideas. Since I had taken the help of a designer in my first book, for the second book also, I took the help of a person who was almost in the same space as me, because he could understand how to bring in the spirituality into business, and that had to be showcased on the book cover. It was a bit challenging, but he did it beautifully, and I was very happy with the outcome. So once the cover design is done, the description and then the ISBN number and the pricing and all of this, I got it done. And the second book, I didn't print it in bulk. It is always print on demand, which I do as and when I get requests for the book. I hope these insights will help self-publishing authors to go ahead in the publishing journey. It is, like as I said, challenging, but definitely rewarding. So remember, fellow writers, your publishing journey is uniquely yours. Each one of us have a story to share. Embrace the challenges, celebrate the victories, and never stop chasing your dreams. I am on the road to do my third book, which is all about Lead From Within. Where I am also super excited, because I will be sharing all about personal branding and company branding. I am excited. Watch out for my third book as well. And as always, thank you for tuning in. I'm always waiting to hear from you. It is feedback like this which helps me to come out with episodes like this. I had never thought about using this platform to talk about my self-publishing journey, but since it came as a request, I'm using this platform. So keep sharing your thoughts on what are the topics which you would like to hear, and I would love to do an episode and a video on it. So until next time, keep writing, keep dreaming, and keep shining bright. Thank you so much for writing in and for listening. And as usual, we are always waiting to hear from you. Thank you so much. This is Savita Hosamane signing off, and catch you soon in my next episode.